Hey, it's LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense, with today's dose of daily direction. I want to talk to you today about taking control over your entrepreneurial journey. I want to talk to you today about positioning yourself for profit. I want to talk to you about how you can set yourself up for success. And I want to talk to you about these things based on my personal experiences over the last few days. I actually just got back on the conversation of taking back control. I just got back from vacation. And I don't know about you, but I can definitely tell you, I usually feel like I need a vacation after the vacation. Just to kind of regroup, right? You know, I find myself being in a space where, okay, pretty much spent a lot of time, you know, having fun with friends and family, and really unapologetically saying to myself, yeah, you're not going to work. Yeah, I know you've got to get those things done. They'll be there when you get back home. I think this is one of those rare occasions where I go on vacation and I did very, very little with respect to work, which is hard, right? You know, when you're a mobile entrepreneur and you can check that email and talk to that client and just put up that one thing on the web really quickly. Yeah, and then 5 hours later, you find yourself still working. It's hard, right? But I literally unapologetically did very little. So, of course, you know, I come back and I'm like, okay, wow, I feel kind of out of control. I've got to get back on track. I've got clients that I've got to, you know, ASAP follow up with. I've got things that I want to do, I have to do, I need to do. How do you do that? So, hence this conversation, taking control of your journey, setting yourself up for success, positioning yourself for profit. This conversation is for those entrepreneurial spirits out there who currently might feel out of control for one reason or another. If you feel lost, if you feel overwhelmed, I want to have a conversation with you because I feel like this is an important conversation to have right now, okay? So whether you completely stop with what you're doing to listen to me or you listen in the background of working on whatever you're doing, I feel like this is worth listening to, okay? So first thing I believe in, identifying how you feel. At the end of the day, a lot of times we ignore our feelings and we just kind of go through the humdrum or we find ourselves stuck doing absolutely nothing because we haven't reached a higher plane of understanding self. And you know, it's interesting. I was having a conversation with one of my clients about this and she talked about chakras and she talked about being in a state of true understanding, that highest elevation of self. And that's something that I feel like I'm able to do because I spend a lot of time with myself. Spend a lot of time in quiet spaces reflecting on who I am and what I do. So for me, understanding self, this is where control begins. Right? Because if you don't know what's going on with you, you're just liable to follow everybody and feel overwhelmed because you can't keep up. Can you identify with that? Can you say, yes, that's me? If you find yourself like listening to like 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 different people, and a part of that is because control and wins starts from within. Your control and your wins start from within, not without. Not based on what everybody else is doing, what everybody else is telling you. When you feel overwhelmed, it's because you don't have a point of reference internally. And the first thing with respect that point to that point of reference is, how do you feel right now? Do you feel behind? Do you feel lost? Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel frustrated? Do you feel angry? Do you feel disappointed? How do you feel right now? Right now, I'm going to be honest with you, I feel clear. I feel re-energized and clear, and I'll tell you how I got that to happen for me, okay? Because fatigue is one of those things that really sometimes can bring me down. So being able to hit that reboot button is so important, and I'm going to tell you how I made that happen in a second, right? But 3 minutes ago, I was not clear. 3 minutes ago, I was not rebooted. 3 minutes ago, I actually felt seriously dated. I felt old. I felt no longer relevant. I felt like I was lost in the shadows of the new cool digital kids on the block, right? Like the shiny objects that everybody else is leaving me and going towards, because LaShonda, well, she's not quite the Sister Sense that I knew from back in the day. I'm studying these new news. I'm going to be honest with you. That's how I felt. But I'm rebooted. I'm recharged. I'm always relevant. That's the kind of feeling I'm in right now, right? I'm always fly. But before you can feel like you're fly to everybody else, you got to F-L-Y, first love yourself, which means identify how you feel so that you can work through it and you can correct it. You can self-correct. You can self-repair. You can take back your control, right? Right? So identify how you feel right now. Where is that feeling coming from? And like I said, 3 minutes before I recharged myself and got clear and rebooted, I was feeling dated and irrelevant and out of control and what the hell, because I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm a human, looking at some of the people in my circle and going, damn. You know, well, she's doing it so damn well. I don't need to do this no more. I need to find another space, because I feel like maybe these voices are overshadowing my own, right? Maybe, am I saying the same thing over and over? Do I feel like I'm repetitive? You know, when you heard yourself say it so much, you like, damn, it's time to say something new, right? Come on, boo. What's up? I had to figure out where those feelings were coming from. Right. This for me is kind of like, as my client Lynette says, step zero, you know, step zero, identify the feelings that you've got you all up in your feelings right now. Right. Understanding that I was able to do what so many don't. And that is break before broken. Write that down, because you may need one of these right now. Break before broken. Right. I do a lot. And so, you know, when you do a lot, it's very easy to find yourself in a place of burnout. And before you even know it, your fire has fizzled. I try to, again, be in a space where I'm at that higher plane of self-elevation and understanding what I need. And I told myself, listen, you need to go to the damn beach. You keep saying you won't go to the beach. You need to go to the beach. So I took a break. Take that break before broken. We went to Virginia Beach. We hung out with the family. We did the barbecue thing. Then we headed to sunny Florida. We went to all the little hot spots in the Disney Orlando area. And then we went to Fort Lauderdale and hung out with the family there. Why? Because I needed to unapologetically take a break before I was broken, before I hit burnout. And that was important. And, you know, it's funny because I also, in doing that, because I can work mobily, I took the laptop, I took the hard drive, and I said, you know, I'm going to work on this for a client and this for a client and do these updates, because I try to put in a little bit of work. And I did a little bit of work. But not as much as I normally am used to when I go on vacation. When you're an entrepreneur and you're self-driven and you're highly motivated and you're always on, even when you want to take a break, sometimes you don't. And I'm going to tell you that there were days where I said, okay, I'm going to work for like 3 hours. And then I put in 30 minutes and was like, no, I'm done. And it's funny because for my hubby and my son, they were like, listen, you said you were going to do 3 hours of work. You better hop to it. And I was like, no. I'm done. Unapologetically, I'm done. I know I said I was going to do this for XYZ person. And my response to them was like, hey, I'm on vacation. I'll get back to you next week. And that's like, what? Right? For me, because I know that I work quickly and I know that I can get it done. But body said break before broken. Body said, let's take this damn break. body said, no, not right now. You need to take back control. You need to acknowledge what you're feeling and you need to work through that, right? So that was number one, right? Was zero was understanding the feelings, breaking before broken, and unapologetically, if even when I wanted to push myself to get things done, and I told myself I'm going to do 3, 4, 5 hours, and I just did 30 minutes, I said, woo, girl, bless God, you did 30 minutes, it's time to take a break. Maybe we'll come back to this tomorrow. Maybe we just say shelf it and then just enjoy the time that you've got with your family and friends and come back to it later, which is basically what I did, right? Understanding that the most important thing I want you to do is to reconnect with your entrepreneurial journey. Identify the current phase you are in and reconnect with that. Accept that. Explore that. I don't know if you're hearing me, so I'm going to say it again and I'm going to say it again and I'm going to say it again. I want you to reconnect right now with your entrepreneurial journey based on the phase that you are in. See, because when we look at other people's phases, they make us phase out of ourselves. What does that mean? When you're looking at Peter and Paul and Mary and Renee and you're like, damn, look at where they are, right? I was actually talking to one of my clients and she's like, you know, you got your stuff together and this person, they've got their stuff together. And I feel like I'm still, you know, I'm not there yet. I'm still fuzzy. Listen, that's my journey. That's her journey. Focus on your journey. Where are you in your entrepreneurial journey? Which is interesting because one of the newest participants in my Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience, she said that to me. And I felt like her message to me was totally in line with what I wanted to share with you today. Just before I started this particular recording for today. Bless me. One of my newest clients in the Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience said to me, LaShonda, I've been back and forth about this. I said to myself, you know what? I want to do this. I was a little bit hesitant, she said to me, because over the years, I've spent well over $16,000 into investing into my business. But I watched your video again. And I really, you know, I see that you're doing a Canva challenge and I see the work that you're doing. I'm ready to work with you because I feel like prior to, I was overwhelmed with people who gave me a lot of information, but they weren't really understanding and helping me figure out how to apply it to where I am in my journey. How powerful a statement is that? Right? You know, yeah, you're getting great information, but it's not doing anything because it's not applying to where you are currently in your entrepreneurial journey. So some things are going over your head. Other things are completely being blocked, you know, and you just, right? Like, right? Like that you keep trying to take it all in. You keep trying to breathe it all in, but you ever try to keep inhaling? At some point you have to breathe. Right? Some point you feel suffocated because you keep trying to consume and you can't breathe. Which is why I say to you that your win and your control starts from within. I don't know if you've seen it, by the way, the Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience that I've created. It's over at sistersense.com/start-here. A lot of times entrepreneurs come to me and say, LaShonda, man, you've got a lot of stuff, or I'm trying to do a lot of stuff, but I don't know where to start, which is why I created Start Here. And I'm going to tell you that the evolution of Start Here, years in the making, literally years in the making, because every year I'm building on what I've already built, and in doing so, creating something that just fits. At divine right timing. I'm sharing that with you because I want you to understand that for yourself. Everything is not magically going to happen just by you keep telling yourself, okay, well, once I find the time, I'm going to do da-da-da-da-da, right? Things are just not going to magically fall into place because you just magically found the time to da-da-da-da-da-da. Doesn't work that way. Success is about the things that you do on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on a monthly basis to build on what you've already built, right? But again, first part of this is you identifying not what you see in everybody else's entrepreneurial journey and trying to catch up, right? Trying to, you know, compare or compete with the Joneses, but it's identifying where you are. So listen, I've got four phases of entrepreneurship. Raise your hand when you see or hear the one that relates to you. Explorepreneur, number one. That phase is when you aren't quite sure what you want to do or how you want to make money, but you know you want to be an entrepreneur. So explorepreneur, you are in the phase of exploring your options. Is that you? Raise your hand. Newpreneur. The newpreneur isn't exploring anymore because she has a vision. She has an interest. She has an idea, and she's ready to actually take that idea and move it into business mode. The newpreneur is ready to go from, yeah, this sounds really great, to I want this to be my business. But she's fuzzy about how to actually make that business come into fruition. Are you a newpreneur? You've got the idea, you've got the fire, but you just don't have all the pieces together to be able to say it's a business now, right? What was it? Is it The Color Purple? I's married now, right? You want to be able to say I's a businesswoman now, right? You're newpreneur, right? Raise your hand. Then you've got the growpreneur. The growpreneur is the entrepreneurial spirit who has established already at a business, knows what she wants to sell, has a website, has a store, is doing some stuff. Unfortunately, to her, even with the best of efforts, even with the launch and the new look, things aren't quite working the way she wants it to work. Raise your hand. Are you a growpreneur? You're in the growing stage, right? You're in that stage that going through the growing pains, literally, right? You know, when you're growing, you're not quite sure about everything. Not everything works the way you'd like it to be. You know, when you're growing, you're putting on your mama's heels and you're kind of looking in the mirror like, why can't I be a grown up yet? That phase, the growpreneur phase. Again, the growpreneurs, they've established themselves. They've started. They've launched. They're just not quite where they want to be yet. Raise your hand. Are you a growpreneur? Then there's the GoPropreneur. You like that, right? These are four phases, by the way, that I've broken down. And I created these about 2 years ago before creating the Start Here experience, which is why I tell you, you have to build on what you've already built. And every year I do that. My success is me positioning myself for profit by doing things that either every single day or every quarter or every month help me to set myself up for success. I didn't know that I was going to start here, get clear, move forward this year. But everything that I've done to this point in prior years allowed me to do that. So you've got to identify your phase. You want to take control. Stop feeling powerless by looking at where everybody else is in their journey. Focus on where you are. The GoPreneur is looking to get to the next level. The GoPreneur is established. The GoPreneur is making money. The GoPreneur has customers. The GoPreneur has followers. The GoPreneur has achieved success to some level, but now the GoPropreneur is ready to become a pro, to take things to the next level, to go from 4 or 5 or 6 figures to 500,000 to 2 million to beyond. There are four phases to entrepreneurship based on me sitting down and reflecting on the things that I've done and the things that I've seen. These are the four phases that I have identified because this question of LaShonda, I need to be in control. I need to get back on track. I need to start somewhere. I need to get unstuck. These questions, they've haunted me for my own personal evolution, but to the evolution that I've committed to helping others achieve. And then when I get these questions, wanting to genuinely answer these questions, profit aside, revenue aside, money aside, wanting to genuinely be able to, when somebody comes to me and says, Ashonda, man, you are doing a damn thing. I want you to help me, but where do I start? Wanting to genuinely provide that answer, I've been working and chipping away at these big small business questions for a very, 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 very long time. For me, the control and the win started from within, identifying these phases within myself and trying to figure out as best as possible how to articulate the success, the momentum, the control, the direction to you. One person at a time. You've got to be able to identify the phase that you're in. Because see, when you know where you are, then you're not constantly breathing in, trying to consume everything from everybody. You're just taking in what is relevant for right now. Write that down. Taking in what is relevant for right now. So I'm super excited about my newest participant in the Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience. That's over at sizzlesense.com/start here. What I've basically done with this particular experience, I call it my big, beautiful bundle, because basically what I've done is taken these four phases, and for each phase, I have provided a focus for you based on that phase to say, okay, you are a newpreneur. This is what you need to focus on. And then once I say, this is what you feel you need to focus on, and you can within yourself say, yes, this is the phase I'm in, Lashonda. Yes, this is what I feel like I want to focus on right now. I give you the resources I've created for that particular phase. So for example, the Explorepreneur phase is all about your options, right? You know, how you can monetize, how you can make money, how you can start understanding, you know, what it takes to build an online business, how you can figure out the things that you need to do to transition from the 9-to-5 world. All that I've learned about monetization and starting up is in the Explorepreneur phase. And you don't have to go and purchase anything outside of what you've got with the Start Here experience, because it's already in there. So I say, okay, you're an Explorepreneur, right? Go watch this, listen this, download this, read this. And it's giving you everything that you need, I feel that you need, so that you go, oh my goodness, I can do this, 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 this. All right. Yes, that's what I want to do. It's about giving homage to your journey and giving you the control to decide what feels right for you. You may say, okay, well, you know what, Lashonda, I am a growpreneur. I started the business, but I need it to grow. Okay, so let's identify what your focus needs to be. Is it blogging? Is it marketing? Is it sales? I'm going to talk to you about what you need to do to grow, and then provide you with the resources to say, okay, well, here's the strategy. If you're in growpreneur phase, and right now where you're struggling is you keep trying, but they're not buying, that means you got to get better at sales. Raise your hand. Are you a growpreneur? You keep trying, they're not buying. You haven't quite figured out how to sell. You've created amazing, right? And you know it's amazing, but for some reason you can't get those browsers to turn into buyers. Okay, well, let's talk about sales. Do this, do this, do this. You've got to take control of your entrepreneurial journey and do so in a way where you can clearly say, this is the phase that I'm in. So if I'm going to take in any information from anybody, I only want to hear, or I only want to consume what's relevant to me right now. See, that's hard to do when you don't know what phase you're in. That's hard to do when you keep stopping what you know within to start what you feel other people are telling you, because you're like, okay, they're there and I want to be where they are. So I'm going to do what they're doing so I can get those results. Guess what? That is not how this thing works. You've got to accept where you are in your journey and only take in, only focus on those things that are relevant to you for right now. Build on what you've built. Build on what you've built. Stop beating yourself up because you feel like you have not, quote unquote, arrived yet. Success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. See, it's easy to look on Instagram or Facebook or whatever and see the success that people have projected. Their success is so clear. You can't see their mess, right? Because perfection, the perception of perfection, won't show that. They won't show that. Why the hell would they show you the mess? That's not going to impress you to buy into them. So they're not going to show you the mess. So their success is so clearly visible to you because they've positioned themselves to show you how they're successful. Hey, that's smart marketing, right? Don't knock it. That's smart marketing, right? You can't see the mess. You just see the success because it's meant to impress. In that impressing, they're able to monetize. They're able to further amplify their success. Ding, ding. Smart marketing. But see, here's the kicker. You're not seeing that as smart marketing. You're seeing that as truth. You're seeing that as, man, how come they doing da 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 and I'm still da 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 da. You're so lost in your journey. You're feeling so fuzzy and so failed because their success seems so clear. Their quote-unquote arrival seems so clear. And you're still trying to figure out why I'm still here. Stop beating yourself up because guess what? You've got to focus on your phase and build on what you've built. Build on what you've built. A young lady said to me, you know what? I love what you do, but I just don't have the time for this right now. I don't have the time to listen to this right now. You know, hopefully I'll have the time. I'll get back to it later. Hopefully I'll be able to take some of what I learned from you and then get to it later. Here's the truth. The time is never going to magically present itself, and you're never going to have the time to realize your success. So if you're going to sit there and tell yourself that you are waiting for the right time, the right moment, you're waiting to be able to knock out this in like over the course of 1 week or 2 weeks, because then you think that if you've got that 1 or 2 weeks time span and you knock it out, then all these amazing things are just going to magically start to happen. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. You don't just magically find the time or have the time magically find you so that you can magically break through to success. It's about making the time. Can I say that again? It's about making the time. Can I say that again? It's about making the time, so that when I sit down and I mastermind and I create and I do a call and I do a webinar and I sit for like 3 days and I just write in my notebook, or you know, I go to an event and I speak, or you know, I just get on a call with a client. Every random thing that happens in not so random divine right timing. Every new client call, every new course, everything that just kind of seems to come out of something is me building on what I've already built. And again, this particular message to you today, it's kind of inspired by me reflecting on breaking and getting that clarity and understanding what it means to take control of your entrepreneurial journey. And I just love the synergy of the fact that my newest participant in the Start Here Challenge, the experience, I should call it, the Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience, she talked about that as well, and being on her entrepreneurial journey and feeling like while she's invested quite a bit in learning, some of that felt overwhelming because it just didn't pay homage or give sufficient amount of respect to where she was. And so I feel like I need to have this conversation because some of you are lost. Some of you are frustrated. Some of you feel behind. Some of you feel like life is throwing a whole bunch of shit at you right now. And you're like, well, damn. Right? Why am I trying to make this right and everything keeps going wrong? Why do I know how much I know and I can't seem to get to where they are? That's their journey. This is yours. Again, overwhelm comes from trying to fit your box into their circle. Do what feels right and relevant to you now. But in order for you to do that, you've got to understand what phase you are in. Explore. New. Grow. GoPro. Those are the four phases that I've identified, and I've done my best to provide you with the steps, the resources, and the information that you need based on that phase, along with the opportunity to speak with me privately so that we can help you get clear together. Again, that's over at sissasense.com/start here, the Start Here, Get Clear, Move Forward experience. And hopefully it's something that in going through my experiences and putting it together, I get to experience with you and help you through. Because again, I feel like the most important things right now are understanding, number one, that success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. Number two, you're never going to magically find the time to get all of this stuff done in a finite period that's gonna just magically open up all the doors. So everything that you've bought into is not just going to infuse into you and give you their success. That's their journey. All you can really do is, whether you're learning from me or from she or from he, all you can really do is take the best of what you are presented with and only take in what is relevant to you right now. You can't do everything that everybody is telling you. You've got to be in control. That starts with understanding how you feel. If you feel like you're about to burn out, take a break before you're broken. And if you understand what phase you are in, you can work on building on what you've already built. Does that make sense? If you know that right now you are in this phase, take the little pieces of what you did last month, last week, last year, and build on what you've already built. If you said, you know what, 6 months ago, I started looking into this entrepreneurial thing, then build on that. Take what you started 6 months ago, pair it with what you've got right now, move forward. If you say, you know what, I launched my business and it didn't quite work out, and you know, but I did this, I have this package, I have this thing, build on what you've already built. Right now, I'm working with one of my clients and I'm helping her launch a membership website. And one of the things I do is I encourage my clients to not launch empty. You know, don't just have it and have nothing there. I said, okay, well, when your members sign up, do you have content? Do you have trainings? Do you have information? Do you have stuff that you want to initially give them? And she said, yeah, LaShonda, you know, I did your content to cash flow intensive. And over that 4 week period, I created this and this and this. I could give this to them as a download so they can get these trainings from me. Now, the Content to Cash Flow Intensive that she was talking about, I did maybe about 3 years ago. But information is evergreen, baby. It doesn't get old. It does not get dated. It is always relevant. You are always fly. And so now she's able to build on what she already built. So there's no behind. There's no catching up. There's no comparison. Because once you are consistent, you set yourself up for success. Not to impress others until you impress yourself. And I'm going to tell you, when I sit down and I get clear and I reboot, I be like, damn, girl. You about to kill this thing. You about to murder it. I get excited again. I get reborn again. I get recharged again. When I really sit down, reconnect with the phase I am in, reconnect with my vision, my focus, and take control of my entrepreneurial journey. So hopefully in this message, you found some form of daily direction with respect to your entrepreneurial journey and what it means to not get overwhelmed by everything and all the information that you're looking at, what it means to not feel bad or depressed or out of control because you keep comparing yourself to others versus accepting where you are, embracing the journey, enjoying the journey, and building on what you have previously built so that you can make it better and position yourself for profit. Every time I make my content better, it just fits and it feels like divine right timing because success is the sum of small efforts repeated day in and day out. That's it for today's Daily Direction. If you've got any questions for me, if you've got any comments, if you've got any aha moments, feel free to email me, sistersense@gmail.com. And of course, if you are looking to get clear, visit sistersense.com/start here so that together you can start, find clarity, and move forward. Until next time, take care.